Proclamation number 2275 of March 25, 1942. The Teachings of Christ and Faith on the New Earth. Worlds will pass and come into being again, and the teaching of Christ will always be preached on earth, where the spiritual has to pass its last test of will. And again a limit will be set for this spiritual, i.e., a certain period of time will be granted for the redemption of the spiritual by God since eternity, in which the teaching of Christ can be spread over this earth. The teaching of Christ is the divine teaching of love, which could always and in all places be taught to men and which was also received everywhere according to the willingness of man to do good. If the human being is active in love, then he must also become knowledgeable, for knowledge then does not need to be imparted to him by people, but he will be introduced to the truth by the Spirit within himself. I.e., his thoughts will then be turned towards God and the idea of redemption will no longer be unacceptable to him. Thus, by accepting the divine teaching of love he will also come close to the divine Savior Jesus Christ. For active love has redeemed him from his unfree state. He has become a follower of Jesus through active love, even though he still lacks the knowledge of Christ's incarnation. Jesus Christ must be recognized as the Son of God. Anyone who lives in love knows that through love he shapes himself into a child of God, and thus he also knows that the man Jesus became perfect on this earth through his life of love, that he thereby completely merged with God, that he was an aspirant of childship to God, who had fulfilled all conditions on earth and was therefore perfect, just as his Father in heaven is perfect. If the human being lives in love, even without knowledge of Christ's act of salvation, he will likewise feel himself to be a child of God, and then he will have traveled the same path as Jesus, he will have followed Jesus and found the connection with God. And if such a person is introduced to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his work of redemption, he will inwardly fully acknowledge it, for he cannot help but recognize the one who became love when he still walked the earth. Spreading Christianity in the world therefore means spreading the divine doctrine of love preached by Jesus Christ in the world. But this teaching of love was indeed spread, but not followed, and even if endless times were to pass, lovelessness has become so rampant that any activity of love would be suffocated if God had not set limits in foresight of the disinherited and God-distant state of people. This period of time was of particular importance because the Lord embodied himself on earth in order to teach people love. And even his personal presence on this earth has brought no other success than the present. A humanity devoid of all love. This era will therefore come to an end, but this does not exclude that the gospel will be preached again on the new earth. That the divine teaching of love will be proclaimed again and that people will be taught to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. For those who live in God will be raptured from this earth and returned to the new earth. And in these people faith in Jesus Christ is so strong that it is truly sufficient to transplant this faith into the new human race as the original doctrine of Christianity. The first people of this new earth will have the unadulterated Word of God, and thus the teaching of Christ will be pure and unadulterated and will also be followed, because love is inherent in all those whom God raptures and leads back to the new earth, thus they are in truth Christians. People who are true Christians and live according to the divine teaching of love. And now Christ's teaching will be spread throughout the whole world. For wherever people live on the new earth, they will have profound faith and love. For God only chooses such people to revitalize this earth. The old earth, however, no longer harbors many people who are full of faith and love. And their number will no longer increase either. On the contrary, the danger is even greater that it will decrease if God does not intervene to prevent this apostasy of His own. And even if God wanted to delay the end of this earth, humanity would never improve and turn to love, and God's patience would be in vain. And because God knows about the deep spiritual state of humanity, He ends an era and it will be fulfilled as it is written. Not one stone will be left upon another. For God's word is truth and His will governs the world. Amen.